Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
9:09 as we make our way through this Tuesday morning. We had an interesting hour for you. We're going to start off talking about Generation Z job seekers. They should be willing to do anything, according to a CMO of Squarespace. And then we'll talk with Dr. Judy Ho, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast, not only about managing anger, but about hypnosis. And that's always fascinated me. But first, we welcome Vicki Salemi, a career expert for Monster. How you doing, Vicki?
I'm good, Tommy. How are you? It's been a minute since we talked.
Hope it has. Well. How you been? Everything's good?
Yes, everything's good. I just can't believe we're already like almost mid-October. This year is flying.
Where are you now? What area? What city?
I'd rather not disclose it.
No,
but,
that's
doing
no problem.
Well.
Is the weather nice or not? That's all I'm trying to get to.
Yes, it's nice. This is the best. I think that the fall is the best time of year. How about you in New Orleans?
It's going up to about 90 degrees, so you know it's not quite fall-like, but it's getting there a little bit. Let's talk about Generation Z. First of all, let's talk about what is Squarespace and the CMO talking about what Generation Zers have to do? What's her story?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I read about that she mentioned that she did whatever it took to get a job when she was first starting out with an internship. And like many people do when they're first starting out, they cold call, they try to pound the pavement, you know, look for a job, internship, anything they can get to get their foot in the door. And I want to point out, you know, Gen Z, just for everyone listening, it's for the generation that was born between 1997 and around 2010, 2011, 2012. So basically anyone who's 27 and younger right now in the workforce is
but
Gen
Z. Let me just jump in for a second there if I can, Vicki, because I looked it up and millennials were born between 81 and 96, and that's quite a spread, as is 97 to 2015, isn't it?
It is. It really is. Yes, it is. But what's interesting with Gen Z, just getting back to the whole hustle culture, there's definitely a disconnect in between the generations and how Gen Z views themselves versus the other generations, as well as what hustle work culture is. And we can take a springboard to that, wherever you want to take the conversation.
Well, let's talk about why they view themselves differently. And then you said puzzle what?
No, there was a disconnect between how they view themselves and the other generations view Gen Z.
Where did that come from? How did that develop? Do we know?
Oh, well, you know, it's interesting. At Monster, we know that 71% of Gen Z workers think they exhibit problem solving, whereas only 13% of non-Gen Z workers agree, baby boomers, Gen Xers, and millennials. So I think part of it may have been exasperated by the pandemic, because Gen Z workers, for the most part, they only really know their work experience has been hybrid or remote or working directly at the workplace, whereas other generations, millennials, Gen Z, Gen X, and baby boomers, like we only pretty much had one choice. It was the workplace or no job.
Because when I look at it and the different ages here with these different groups and baby boomers, just to refresh the audience, 46 and 64, between 1946 and 1964, that's a spread. Generation X between 65 and 80, millennials between 81 and 1996, Generation Z between 97 and 2015, and the alpha generation is emerging, those people born after 2015. But a Generation Z, I don't know how they could even begin to understand how a baby boomer, the work ethic, how things were, because it's a completely different experience, right?
It is a different experience. And to their credit, Gen Z really values work-life balance and not reaching burnout and prioritizing their mental health. But there is a point where you do need to roll up your sleeves and say, I'm going to work these 8 hours during the day. I'm not going to work 4 or 5 hours. You know, so I'm not implying that Gen Z generation, the Gen Z generation, is not hard workers, but there's a different perception, I think, of work ethic. 64%. So the majority of Gen Z workers, according to our Monster data, think they have a strong work ethic. Only 10% of non-Gen Z workers agree.
Say that part one more time.
Only 10% of non-Gen Z workers think that Gen Z has a strong work ethic, where the majority of Gen Z workers think they do have a strong work ethic. So the perception is very different among Gen Z and the other generations compared to Gen Z.
Is there any way, any metric to use to objectively measure that?
Well, we had workers self-identify in terms of where they are in their own generation and how they view others. But what I think is important is that we're all working here together in a multi-generational workforce, and Gen Z brings a lot of valuable skills. They are really strong in social media. They are digital natives. They are savvy when it comes to that. Whereas the other generations, let's say baby boomers, Gen X, millennials, they have strong relationship building skills. They know what it takes to nurture and build those relationships. So I think the strengths, both weaknesses, but mostly focused on the strengths of each generation, can create a powerful, viable workforce.
So it seems like maybe the workplace has not yet caught up to Gen Zers, or not?
Well, some workplaces are adjusting, saying, you know, if we don't have these flexible work hours that all workers want, but that Gen Z, they're concerned about burnout, you know, which is valid point, that they may not have the valid, they may not have the workforce, and that there's a labor shortage anyway. So there is some flexibility among employers to say, wait a minute, maybe they do have a point. Maybe we should have more hybrid and remote work available, so to make Gen Z want to work here, because there are more options for them than there are Gen Z workers than in the past in terms of where they want to work.
So, how are Generation Zers getting by? How are they finding their way?
Yeah, I think it's finding the employer that has what they're looking for in terms of that work-life balance, where they can build their career there and also just have the ability to nurture and grow their career, but being portable in terms of working remotely, having a hybrid schedule, or being able to tell the employer this schedule works best for them. And there are some employers that are like that. And so that's where I think the Gen Z finds the sweet spot with what they're looking for.
Generally speaking, are Generation Zers working one job or working a couple of different jobs?
I think many generations are working a couple of different jobs. And, you know, with the seasonal hiring underway for the upcoming holidays, a lot of workers overall are finding they need to just support to boost their pay.
You know, somebody texted in, this is an excellent question. Is that an American thing with Generation Z, or is that all over the world?
That's a really good question. I don't have data to speak to that, but I want to investigate further. That's a great question. But I think overall, when we look at overall around the world compared to America, our culture, work culture here is very different, whereas a lot of times the hustle culture you won't necessarily find overseas. All of a sudden it's lunchtime and everyone takes at least an hour for an actual lunch away from their desk, which is great behavior that we should try to instill more here in America. But overall, I think you might find also Americans might have more jobs, more remote work than in other areas of the world. So I think it depends where. But the hustle culture is very much an American thing.
So I'm just wondering about, you know, the old pig in a python thing where everybody goes through different stages, like when you're 25, you think one thing. When you're 35, you think another, just like something passing through a python. And I'm wondering, as the Generation Zers age and they realize what it takes maybe to accomplish what the baby boomers did or the millennials do.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about baby boomers and millennials. I'm just wondering if there was a change in ethics, or you understand what I'm trying to ask you, Vicky, in my own clumsy way, where, if as people age, they realize what it takes and the effort that's involved to be successful at work, where maybe it's not so much when they were born, but how old they are at the time?
Yes, I see what you're saying. And I think, too, for millennials, Gen Xers, and baby boomers, we have the work history to say, okay, well, we did hustle in certain areas, and there's a time and a place for that at different points in your career. Even, let's say, you've worked 10, 20 years, and you got promoted, and you need to work some extra hours to learn what you didn't have time to do when you're in meetings all the time. So, yes, mm-hmm. I think it can affect generations. But what's interesting, we have new monster data that also show that millennials, more than the other generations, think that hustle culture leads to burnout and or health issues. So I think overall, everyone's just more aware that hustling, working around the clock, no matter what it takes, it may not necessarily be the best. But I think that could be an extreme model. I think there's nothing wrong with rolling up your sleeves to demonstrate a really hardworking ethic. For the key to success, you may need to occasionally put in long hours. I mean, if you're working 80 hours every week for a long period of time, that is a one-way road to burnout, and that could lead to health issues. That's not a good thing. But there are other times and places when you may need to step it up.
Has Monster ever looked at what the expectations of a Gen Zer are in terms of how much they feel as though they should have to work and what they should be compensated?
Well, it's interesting you say that in terms of the compensation, because no, we don't have data in terms of looking at the pay for specific, let's say, hours or a specific type of job. Mm-hmm. But Gen Z thinks that they, I think it's just really interesting time, and we don't want to, you know, pit the generations against each other, but right. It is so different in terms of the outlook of work. And again, I think the pandemic really shaped that outlook in terms of having hybrid and most importantly, remote work available. Now, you know, one third of Gen Z workers, actually 44% of Gen Z, not Gen Z, and 48% of Gen Z workers identify a hybrid working model as the most ideal working structure. So I think it's important also for all workers to take a note about the type of work that you want to do. If it is available to have a remote or flexible work arrangement, what does that look like? What do the hours look like? What's the ideal work culture for you? Some people thrive in a fast-paced, moving hustle culture where they're working a lot of hours. Others will say, wait a minute, I want to work actually less hours. So I think it all depends.
So is the workplace, generally speaking, and Generation Zers, generally speaking, on a collision course, and at one point something's going to have to change?
You know, it's going to be very interesting to watch what happens. And as many companies now, not all but some, are switching back to a fully in-office work environment. And Gen Z may have to ask themselves, okay, where does that leave me? Should I get a new job and look for another employer? Or maybe the on-site is actually good because I could have a mentor and I could adjust to, you know, working in meetings in person rather than through a screen. So it's going to be very interesting to watch. I think they've brought definitely positive attributes to the workplace, not only for their skills, but for everyone to say, wait a minute, this work-life balance thing, they have something here. We've been ignoring it, or we haven't been able to figure it out, but they really have their finger on the pulse of it to try to move the needle. But the question is, you know, how much? Because they can't necessarily, I want to say, dictate, but at the end of the day, it's up to the employer's decision where and when the employees work and how to maintain and recruit and retain their workforce. So, yes, Gen Z's input in the conversation is important, but it's definitely going to be interesting to see how work continues to evolve and if they continue to want that remote workforce and how employers are going to respond to that.
I'd love to see how Gen Zers feel when they're 50.
Yes, that will be very interesting.
I probably won't be around for it, but who knows, maybe. Thank you, Vicky Salemi from Monster. We appreciate your time as always. It's 9:22. We'll take a break. We come back, we'll talk to our friend Dr. Judy Ho, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. We always spend a Tuesday every other week talking about mental health. We'll talk about managing anger or feelings of being mad. And I think we'll talk about hypnosis as well, which has always fascinated me. Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.